From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Brian Babylon, Roy Blunt Jr., and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you all. In just a minute, Bill nails the bikini portion of the competition at the Miss Rhyme USA pageant in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, sports question for you. For the first time in 29 years, the Kansas City Royals have made it to the World Series, but they almost didn't make it all the way to the postseason. They had an early season slump due to what?
Did it involve birds?
No.
No. Could you give me a scenario in which birds would somehow cost them
to lose again? I don't
know.
Due to more than just losing. A drought, it was...
How can I take batting practice when I need to grow my crops?
A drought, she says.
Tornadoes.
The bottom 40 is dry as a bone, coach.
Then I got nothing.
I'll give you a hint. It's like the coach was like, no, I'll get to the stadium, but first I have to finish this level.
Oh. With video games?
Yes, they were all addicted to a game on their phones, apparently. According to the Kansas City Star, the Royals suffered a 10-game losing streak earlier this season after all becoming addicted to an iPhone game called Clash of Clans. It's sort of a war game. They caused the players to lose their focus before and after games, and even worse, they missed some of their scheduled human growth hormone injections. What's amazing about this, and eventually the coaches said, stop playing this game, and they started to win again. It turns out even professional baseball players find baseball so boring they'd rather do anything else.
Oh.
It is strange, though, that they were distracted from their game by a game.
So how does that make you lose a game?
Well, they were losing and losing, and the coach noticed that they were all sitting around playing this game and talking about the game. And they were like, guys, you got to focus on baseball. And apparently that snapped them out of the losing streak.
Wow. Oh. That's all it took?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I got to try that.
Series.
Not out of it.
If you stop playing games on your phone, maybe you will be playing in the World Series.
Right. That's the only thing that's been holding me back,
yeah,
obviously.
Much. Amy, the iPhone 6 Plus went on sale in China this week, and they apparently learned something from the U.S. launch a month ago. At stores selling the phone, they had a specialist on duty just to help customers do what?
Fit it into their jeans?
Yes.
Like, is this a bendy issue?
No, it's actually a tailoring issue, but I'll give it to you. They actually had people there to help people expand the size of your pockets. That's right.
Mm. Oh,
there
my.
There you go.
Like re-sewing pockets?
Yes.
Tailoring?
They had on-site pocket enlargement. Apple's new gigantic wonderful phone does not fit in the pockets of your sad little pants, human. So as Chinese citizens flocked to buy the phones their children made, China Unicom... China Unicom has hired on-site tailors to enlarge the pockets of anyone who asks.
Now, how do you enlarge pockets?
What?
How do you... What do you just add more denim? What do you
do? I guess you just sew on a bigger pocket, I guess.
What kind of crappy pants is that?
Brian, Ford Motor Company is developing a new kind of car seat targeted at older drivers. The seat will have a sensor that can determine if the driver is what?
It could determine if the driver is... Give me a hint.
It has everything but the defibrillator.
Mm. Oh, dead.
Heart attack. Right, Having a heart attack. Buick has had this technology for years. Basically...
It's had it for years?
Yeah, no, basically, wow. If you're driving a Buick, you're about to die of a heart attack.
But yeah, wow.
This will be a more high-tech approach. Let's say you're out driving your 2018 Ford Glaucoma.
Yeah.
And, well, seriously, this is serious stuff. And you start to have chest pains, and you pass out. The seat will measure your vitals, a camera will note your head lolling around, and the car will automatically pull over and shut off. Ooh. It will also turn off the turn signal, because chances are you've had it on for miles.
Yeah. Wow. Well, This heart attack car. Yeah. This heart attack car, does it like not allow you to like pull over to Carl's Jr. and get that cheeseburger
you
with
can
bacon?
Get, you Baconator? Can get in the drive-thru window all you want. It's not going to lower the window. Mm-hmm. And then you gain some weight. You gain weight, you sit in the seat, it goes, oof. Somebody's been hitting the premium gas, if you know what I mean.
So heavy.
It should have a kind of soft-voiced, gentle Siri voice that says things like, "Sir, you just ran over a bicyclist." You know, sort of break things gently to you, because I don't like...
Because that'll cause a heart attack.
Yeah.
You, sir, you might want to put the car in reverse and back out of the front window of the grocery store. And all of these old people's cars will come pre-decorated with a sticker of Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes having to get up and pee on a rival logo 8 times a night.
I don't see anything funny about any of
it. I know, Roy loves it.